Quite Honestly by John Mortimer. Read by Susie Aitchison and Toby Longworth. Handy Dandy, which is the justice, which is the thief? William Shakespeare, King Lear, Act 4, Scene 6. Our interests on the dangerous edge of things. The honest thief, the tender murderer. Robert Browning, Bishop Blougram's Apology. Chapter 1. I don't know why, but I've always wanted to do some sort of good in the world. I used to have a boyfriend, Jason, who laughed at me and called me a do-gooder. Meet my girlfriend Lucy, he would say. She's a do-gooder, of course. And then he'd laugh. I don't know what he wanted. A do-badder? A person who sets out to do one bad turn to somebody every day? No one wants that, surely. Anyway, I got tired of being called a do-gooder, and Jason and I split up, which I did regret, because I found him rather attractive and quite funny at times. But I didn't know why he was so irritated by my ambition to do a bit of good in the world. I ought to introduce myself. I'm always called Lucy, but I was born Lucinda Purefoy. Pure Joy, Jason used to call me when he was in a good mood. Oh, and I'd better tell you this right away. When I was young, my father was a vicar in a big North London parish, and my mum always said that he'd been spotted as having bishop potential. This made Mum laugh, because she's more than a little irresponsible and tends to OD on gin and tonic before dinner. Although she had married one, she had little time for vicars, and even Dad agreed that some of the things they got up to at the General Synod showed naked ambition at its least attractive. Anyway, Mum was right.